J. Michael here. Wow, we have come to the end of our journey, and what a journey it has been. We here in the Majestic Academy want to congratulate the few who have achieved perfection, that is, the successful completion of this worthwhile goal. Everyone wants to reach the goal, but very few are willing to pay the price. Follow these well-laid-out steps, and you will live a full and productive life, which happens to be the title of our final step. Let's join Don one last time.
Thanks, Jim Michael. You know, you've done a great job over these weeks, as many weeks that we've been doing this. And as your brother, I'm proud of my little brother and the job you've been doing here in the Majestic Academy, introducing all of these lessons and doing the sign off and the advertising in between. So I just appreciate what you've done, and as we wrap this up, we look forward to the next time that you get a chance to do that. So anyway, here we are in step six in our journey to habituation. And I'm going to do something a little bit different in this episode, this step. I want to just talk to you. I want to just spend a little time and just talk about our tinnitus, talk about our habituation. This last step is called living a full and productive life, because we can. Now, having said that, just those few words, let me say this: if you've made it all the way through, if you've been able to get through all of the other steps, all of what I've been teaching, then congratulations. You are one of the very few. We actually started out with quite a few at the beginning. People were interested in habituation. They were interested in how to find that peace that they so desire, but they weren't willing to do the hard work. I said from the beginning, this will be hard, and I don't think I have disappointed anybody. This is difficult. It is difficult. And anything worthwhile is going to be difficult. Learning about the process of thought, that's difficult. Talking about how the creative subconscious and the subconscious and the conscious all work together. If you want to change anything in your life, you've got to change the picture of yourself and what you're doing before you can make that change. And I used the obvious, weight loss, a number of times, because that's so familiar to people. And people, you know, they talk about, well, I lost the weight, and then I gained it all back, and then some, and it happens every time. And what they do is they starve themselves. And so they lose the weight. If you starve yourself, you're going to lose some weight. And then they start eating again, and your system has gone into starvation mode. And then when you start eating again, it fears another starvation mode, and so it starts storing everything as fat for the next starvation mode. And that's why people gain it all back and then some. It's because your system goes into starvation mode, and that's where the yo-yo, the elevator rides up and down, and all of whatever analogy people are using today. That's why that happens. The only lasting change is by making the change from the inside out. And so it is with our tinnitus. To reach habituation, the change has to come from the inside out. Everybody wants to change from the outside in. They want to take the pill, and they want to use the latest therapy or the latest gadget or again, I just keep seeing these latest techniques, and I've just seen some more new pills and ear drops, but they want the change to come from the outside in. It does not work that way. Lasting change, no matter what it is. I could go on and on about examples of changing, making change, whether it's an addiction problem, family relationships, whatever. You want to change what you're doing, you must change the way your creative subconscious sees yourself as. You must change that first, and then you will have lasting change. And so I hope I have beat that into the ground enough that you understand it, because even after this step, if you haven't changed the way you see yourself, it won't matter. It won't matter. It won't last. You may be able to get to a point where, okay, this is working, but if you haven't made that change, just like losing weight, it's going to come roaring back. My analogy of floating on the lake, if you don't keep rowing, you're going to go back into that raging river south, and you're going to end up down there at the tide pool floating upside down with the dead fish. And so, living a productive life, living a happy life. How do we live this full and productive life as we step into habituation? What do we have to do? Like I said, you can't leave what you've learned. You must work at that every day. I would recommend that you have a journal. Journaling really helps. Have a journal of what worked yesterday. If it worked yesterday, do it again today. If you had a problem yesterday, what happened? What did you do? What did you do differently from what these instructions say? What were you doing differently that it made it all go south, if you will? Because if you get into a habit of doing the same things over and over and over again that have worked, keep doing those things. But if you keep doing things badly, you make the same mistakes over and over again. I mentioned the definition of insanity. Doing the same things over and over, but expecting different results. But journaling is really, really important. Do it every day, even when you start feeling good, even when you start saying, wow, this is working. Don't stop journaling. Keep it up. Some might call it a diary. I call it a journal. I've got a journal for my Bible reading, and I make notes to myself and about what I've learned and things that worked, and I keep doing those things. But you've got to be disciplined to do that. And this all takes discipline. To live a full and productive life, you must have discipline in your life. You must be careful. You know, your crazy uncle is there all the time. And, you know, I don't think I mentioned it, but when you go out, your crazy uncle goes with you. And you can talk to your crazy uncle and say, look, we're going out here, but you're going to stay settled down. Just like when you take your children out, you instruct them how to behave. Instruct your crazy uncle how to behave. This is self-talk. This is self-talk. Positive self-talk works. And you can convince your crazy uncle that he is not going to bother you as you go out on a date, or as you go out and enjoy yourself doing the things you want to do. Like I said, don't take him to a rock concert. That's not going to work. But when you go out and you're doing the shopping and you're just going out, man, you're going to work or whatever, ladies going to your job, whatever, he's going with you. He has to go with you. And you've got to let him know that he is not going to bother you, that you are not going to focus on him. Our crazy uncle loves attention. Our crazy uncle loves your attention. And he wants you to pay attention to him. He's like my dogs. I've got two puppies, and they're always whining for my attention, always. And these are old girls. They're 15 years old. But they're always whining for my attention. They want me to pay attention to them. They want to be petted. They want all those things. And so your crazy uncle is that way. He wants your attention. He thinks that without your attention, he's not going to survive. But it doesn't work that way. You have got to let him know that you are not going to pay attention to him. And he will listen to that, but you've got to be firm. You've got to let him know, no, I'm not going to pay attention to you. Just simmer down, get in the back of the boat, and leave me alone. And again, I know it sounds crazy. A lot of what I've said here during this whole series sounds crazy, but these things work. Positive self-talk works. You've got to talk to your crazy uncle. Let him know he is not going to bother you. But then don't pay any attention to him. Ignore him. When you get home, you're going to go back into his room. Ignore him. Don't pay any attention. Because if you pay attention to him, just like with my dogs, if I pay attention to their whining and I give them what they want, guess what? They're going to whine again. Children are the same way. You can't give your crazy uncle what he wants. Pay no attention to him. Pay no attention. The only way you can live a full and productive life with your crazy uncle is to not pay attention to him. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Okay? You cannot. You cannot pay any attention to him. Enjoy your activities. Enjoy being around people. When you go out on a date, if you're married, hopefully you still go out on dates. Keep doing the things you enjoy. Keep doing the things. Yes, your crazy uncle is going with you, but don't pay any attention. Enjoy your life. Distraction is the key. You have got to stay distracted. When you start paying attention to your crazy uncle, he's going to drive you nuts. But you need to be distracted from him. Have conversation. Enjoy the moment. Maybe the moment is just some quiet time, some you time. That's okay. Maybe it's I love sitting in a bathtub with the bubbles, and I know I'm a guy, I'm not supposed to have bubbles, but I just enjoy sitting in the bathtub and letting that hot water just soak around me and the bubbles, you know, and all of that. And wow, I just enjoy that. And yeah, my crazy uncle's in there with me. That's rather awkward, but I don't pay any attention to him. I ignore him. I'm enjoying the moment. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me because I have followed all of my steps here, and I have learned to habituate. I don't need to be bothered by my crazy uncle. Sometimes, and this is human nature, and I'm not saying anybody here that's listening to me now has this problem, but sometimes as human beings, we crave attention. And in our journey to perfection here, sometimes we'll crave any attention, even negative attention. Be careful. Be real careful. Allow yourself to have that peace. Don't let some inner thoughts that you may have seek for the attention by letting your tinnitus bother you. And I know that sounds bad, but it happens. It happens in all walks of life. People crave attention from these strangest bedfellows. They just want some attention. And if their tinnitus is not bothering them enough, then no one's going to pay them any attention. And so their tinnitus will be worse, and they'll get the attention that they desire. And that's really crazy talk, but it's true. How to have that full and productive life is you are satisfied without getting any attention. You are content with not having any attention. You are content without people doting over you all the time and feeling sorry for you. It's okay. It's okay to not let that bother you. It's okay. Focus on what that productive life is. What does that mean to you? What does it mean when I say living a full and productive life. I think I mentioned, maybe in the last episode, that my wife, sometimes she gets a little critical that I'm just too busy. I mean, she's worried about me, 52 years of marriage, and she worries about me. But I'm busy all the time, all the time, all the time. But I'm doing things I enjoy doing. I'm doing things that I want to do. I started a new business. I've been a business consultant most of my life. I love business. And so I started a new company. And the Majestic Academy is part of that new company. And so I enjoy doing this. I enjoy training people, developing people. There's a number of courses I'll be doing here on my podcasts and also on some video presentations. And then now that COVID seems to be going away, hopefully we can get back into these companies and doing these workshops for their employees. But this is what I love doing. This is what I really enjoy doing. And so do what you love. Do what you love. And keep on doing that. That's a full life. A full life. Live a full life. If your crazy uncle starts to really, really bother you, you need to sit down and you need to have a talk with your crazy uncle. Let him know that you're not going to let him bother you. And then get involved doing, I don't want to go back and repeat everything, but get involved in doing some of the things that I have mentioned in our last couple episodes. But live that full and productive life. And then I mentioned that we would be talking about this, something else about being productive in our life. And yes, I know I'm a pastor, so these things pop up on my radar now and again, but learn to give yourself to other people. Learn to, and I mentioned this briefly, but learn to care more about other people than you do about yourself. There's a story about the man who complained that he had no shoes until he met a man that had no feet. And I know a lot of people that are far, far, far worse off than me. A good friend of mine right here where I live, he should not be alive. He had cancer, muscular dystrophy, and seems like a dozen other things. And he should be dead. And I talked to him the other night, and he's a walking miracle. But whenever I think about feeling sorry for myself, and by the way, that's a bad idea. We'll talk about that in a minute maybe, but when I get to feeling sorry for myself, and oh, woe is me, and I've got chronic pain and some other things going on, I think about this man and all the things he's gone through and all the things that he's still going to have to go through. I mean, he's back home. He spent a year in the University of Washington Cancer Center. A year. Imagine that. A year. And now he's back home. And he's having to go through rehab and physical therapy and all kinds of stuff. And he's just now getting back out again. But whenever I think about things I'm going through, I just think of him and I say, wow. But I want to help him and I want to be an encouragement to him. And the more I focus on him and the things he needs, the less I think about my problems. And so start to focus on other people. Focus on other people. Maybe it's your neighbors. Maybe it's family. Maybe it's friends. Maybe it's someone at church. Down at the local gym. I don't know where it might be, but somebody that's really struggling. Just send them a card. Give them a phone call. Show them you care about them. I mean, sincerely care about them. Let them know that. Before I go any further, my producer is always getting after me if I don't leave a bit of a blank spot here, so he can fit in our sponsorship. So I'm going to take a break here real quick, and you'll hear my brother J. Michael come back, and then I'll be back with you in here in a second. Okay, I think that's long enough for him to get that in there. So again, J. Michael, thank you very much for the last time. But we're talking about living a full and productive life. And there's a possibility that nothing I've said here is worth your time to listen to it. That this is all just common sense stuff. That why am I wasting your time on this final step when really you could just do without it? This is the easy part. You have worked so hard. When you're running a race, or even if you're exercising and you were on the treadmill and you get to trotting on the treadmill, and or even when after my heart attack I had to get on the treadmill and I had to walk and they got me up to certain heart rate, and that I had to do a cool down. This is your cool down. It's been tough up till now. I know it. You've had to think. And I tell you, people don't want to think today. You're one of the thinkers. If you're here still, you are one of the thinkers. You've made it by. This is one of the reasons I know I've lost so many people. People do not want to think. They do not want to work hard. They want things handed to them on a platter. They want to go to Facebook and get all their information off of Facebook, or their Twitter accounts, or Instagram, or whatever. They don't want to think. Schools today are not teaching how to think. And so, and I know I'm old, I'm 71 years old, but man, when we were young, we were taught to think. When we were in school, we had to think. We had to constructively think. And today, people don't want to think. And I know I probably had a lot of people listening to this. They were, in those age groups that they've been basically almost handed their diploma without. I meet people. Let me just say this. I meet people. I'm an employer, or was an employer, and I would see resumes. People would fill out applications, and they couldn't spell. They can't put a sentence together. If I found a resume, or if I got handed a resume that wasn't well thought out, that had misspelled words, all that stuff, I would just throw it in the garbage. Gone. I wouldn't even give it. Maybe it was the best employee around, but if they can't spell, if they can't put together a sentence, I don't want to talk to them. And that's the way people are today. They don't want to go through the hard work. And so if you stuck this out, you've done the hard work, and I'm kind of giving you a bit of a cool down period here. I just want to go over that we can. I do. I live a full and productive life. I'm on staff at a church, and I've started a company, and I'm doing all these things. But I've got to have it. This is what I've got to do. I do work in the jails and the prisons, and I love getting in there and meeting these guys and talking to them. They need my help. There is nothing more gratifying, there's nothing more fulfilling than going in and working with these incarcerated men and introducing them to Jesus Christ and being able to disciple them and help them grow. These are guys that are hungry for this. They desire this. They want this. And I get real satisfaction. Find what you get satisfaction out of and do it. And do it every day. Do it every day. What do you find satisfaction in? What just rings your bell when it comes to, maybe that's a bad analogy, what do you get such satisfaction out of? Do that a lot. If something is satisfying to you, I love ice cream. I'll tell you what, my crazy uncle, he knows better. If I'm eating ice cream, he just goes away. I love ice cream. You probably have your favorite food too, but I love eating ice cream. And, keeping my weight off, I need to limit that. But that really I love doing that. And so find the thing that you absolutely love doing. Make a list, write it down, split it up, do some today, do some tomorrow, make it different. These are the things that you'll start to look forward to. Again, we get sitting around and we feel sorry for ourselves, and then we stop doing the things we ought to be doing, and then we feel sorry for ourselves some more, and then we start feeling bad for ourselves again, and we stop doing the things that we should be doing, and it's a vicious, vicious cycle. You've got to break that cycle. You've got to do the things you love to do and keep doing them. Keep doing them. The things that I've taught you here, keep doing them. Keep doing them. Set some goals. Set some goals. A goal is nothing but a dream written down. What do you dream about? What do you want to accomplish in your life? You can do that. Don't let anybody tell you that because you have tinnitus, you can't accomplish your dreams. You can't accomplish your goals. You can. Again, perfection is simply the successful completion of a worthwhile goal. But you've got to make the list. What do you want to accomplish with your life? I've talked about my stuttering. I would not talk to anybody. 25 years of my life, growing up, getting beat up. I mean, people, you know, bullying is bad, but I'll tell you, bad criticism on Facebook or on a tweet. I'm really belying my age now, but that's not bullying. Getting beat up every day by Tommy Brown, that's bullying. And so I spent 25 years of my life, and then I finally decided that I didn't want to live that way anymore. And that's why I said it took me 25 years to overcome that. But I wrote that goal down. I wrote down what I wanted to do after 25 years, and I wanted to speak at my high school, my alma mater. And I did that. I was invited to be the keynote speaker. Scared to death, awful scared to death. But I did it. I did it after 25 years. I spoke at my alma mater as a keynote speaker. That would not have happened. I would still struggle with that in my life if I had not written that goal down. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to accomplish? Short-term goals, long-term goals, in-between-term goals. Write them down and start working towards them. It'll be such a distraction. I'll tell you what, have some fun with it. What do you want to achieve in your life? Maybe you're middle-aged and you've always wanted to get that degree. My wife is 72. Don't tell her I told you that. She never completed high school. It was quite common back in those days. And she just told me the other night, she says, "You know, Don, I think I want to get my GED. And I said, "Honey," I said, "that'd be great. When do you want to do it?" But what do you want to accomplish with your life? Do that. Do that. Your life can be soul fulfilling. You can accomplish your dreams. You can live a full life. Don't let the crazy uncle stop you. Don't let him stop you. You do what you want to do. Do not do what your crazy uncle thinks he can allow you to do. Take control. Take control. You can do it. You can do this. We've said that all along. You can do this. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. I don't know if I drag this out too long. I really felt when I started thinking about this, and then I started putting content down, I thought really this is the way to do it. But I misjudged people. I did. I'll be honest. I misjudged people. I thought people, when they started to listen to this, and again, not because I'm a great orator, I'm not. You can tell sometimes I don't complete my words. I've never taken, you know, speech lessons to be able to talk clearly. Sometimes I talk too fast. But I really thought if I gave all the information necessary to make this happen, that people would stay with me. And he just didn't. I mean, you could just see the progression. Again, we started out with quite a few, and then each week as we went along, a few left, and you know, now it's a few left. So I've thought about, you know, just doing the 15-minute version, but that, you know, that's just so wrong. I don't want to be one of these snake oil salesmen. I don't want to tell people, well, you just do these 15 things and you can habituate. It doesn't work that way. True habituation only comes from doing the hard work, changing how we see ourselves, all the things. I don't want to go back and start over again, but everything we've learned, they are all important. There is nothing in there that's not important. Otherwise, I would have left it out. I don't get any extra money for doing, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 different steps. It's all the same to me, other than the fact I wanted to do it right. And I can feel good that I've done it right. And so I hope this has helped. If it has, and you've got other tinnitus sufferers, tell them about it. You know people that are suffering from what you're suffering with. Tell them about it. If you're on these groups, these tinnitus groups, tell them about it. We're going to leave these up. These are not going to go anywhere. These will be up in the academy, and you can let folks know. Again, it doesn't. I want to help people. I do. I was going to say it doesn't matter to me. It does matter to me. But it only matters to me because I want to help people. I know what this is like. My tinnitus, my hyperacusis, I mean, it could literally drive me nuts. I see people, oh, I'm going to commit suicide and all these things. And early on, man, I know how they feel. I felt the same way. But now that doesn't even enter my mind. I just go on and I enjoy my life. And so, but if you know people that suffer, that are really suffering from this, share this with them. Tell them where to get it. And if they can stick with it, they will find that they can live a very full and productive life. And so I'll let Jay Michael kind of close this out. We're going to do a lot more with this. Again, I just started this company. It's actually Majestic Business Solutions. The Majestic Academy is a division of that. And we will continue to teach perfection in a world of mediocrity. Take care, and we will see you in the academy.
Jay Michael here for the final time. It has been my pleasure to be your host throughout this series on habituation. As a tinnitus sufferer myself, I can attest to the fact that this methodology works. But like a football team in the big game, you must follow the playbook. Majestic Academy is not through teaching perfection in a world of mediocrity, and look forward to seeing you in our next class. Until then, see ya in the Academy!